The Chinese stock markets continue to tumble. Shanghai's main index saw its biggest one-day drop in 8 years yesterday. It dropped another 1.5% today. If you remember, China's shares had a huge drop a few weeks back, but then seemed to have stabilized until this week. Joining us now from Beijing is NPR correspondent Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, when the Chinese market first tumbled, we remember that one of the things the government did was to ban people from selling stocks. So have they just abandoned that strategy, or is the government still trying to prop up the market?
Nobody really can explain what happened that triggered the selling this week. And one interesting explanation was maybe the government is saying we tried intervention and it didn't work, so we're going to step back and we're going to let the markets play out. But it's not clear that that's happened. The government's intervention was really unprecedented. They essentially ordered brokerages and state firms to buy and hold on to stocks either for 6 months or until markets reached a certain level. They halted further listings or initial public offerings, IPOs, so as not to take money out of existing listed shares. And a lot of companies just suspended trading. So all this essentially sent the message, the government will not let the markets crash.
And is this something that everyone's talking about in Beijing? Obviously, this has made news over here in the U.S. because it's starting to impact some aspects of our economy, including oil prices yesterday falling in part because of what's going on in China. But are people talking about this on the streets of Beijing?
Well, this is the big question, is what is the impact on the real economy going to be? Many people have pointed out that Chinese companies raise more capital from bank loans than they do from stocks, and that investors put more money into bank deposits and real estate than stocks. But let's remember that investors in China are borrowing an awful lot of money to play the markets. And that leads to real fears about how this is going to hit GDP spending. And GDP spending has been slowing, and how much Chinese consumers consume is going to have a huge effect on the U.S. and on a world economy. As these two countries, the U.S. and China, sort of alter their roles, China has been the world's largest producer, sort of the world's factory for the past couple of decades, and a lot of it is being sold to the U.S. So the two countries are sort of balancing out these roles, and we're looking to see how the stock markets are going to affect that.
Well, and I even saw a financial analyst this morning say that they were questioning now whether China's GDP growth rate was even true, that now people are looking at all kinds of economic indicators from China and saying we're not sure whether this is really a reflection of what's going on. What kind of effect is this going to have on the U.S. and the rest of the world, the global economy?
Well, on the positive side, foreign investors are not that exposed. They're not heavily invested in Chinese stock markets because they can't. If they invest, it's usually through Hong Kong. If you look at the American companies that are doing well in the China market, it's the ones like Apple and Starbucks that are capitalizing on the rise in consumer spending. China's economy has been built on investment, on production, and it's trying to rejigger things to emphasize consumption. And that's been a very difficult process.
And at the root of this, Anthony, there is also a fear on the part of the government that if the economy is not doing as well as people want it to, that people are going to be unhappy with the Chinese government.
That's correct. Some people would even say the government has been trying to talk up the stock markets as a distraction from the real economy. At least if there is the illusion that people are making money on the stock market, the fact that GDP is going down won't hurt as much. But yes, the government is very worried about people marching in the streets, unhappy investors who have lost their life savings on the markets and protesting the government's handling or mishandling of the whole mess.
That's NPR's correspondent in Beijing, Anthony Kuhn. Anthony, thanks so much as always.